Don, you're drooling.
Oops. Thanks, Yael. I just came from the dentist. My mouth is still numb from the shot of anesthesia she gave me. But I guess being numb and drooling is better than being in pain.
I hear that hot peppers might be the key to a new type of anesthetic that blocks pain without making you numb or paralyzed.
Hot peppers? Seems like they'd cause pain rather than block it.
You'd think so. But researchers in San Francisco discovered that capsaicin, the compound that gives hot peppers their heat, binds to certain ion channels on the surface of pain-sensing neurons called nociceptors. Most local anesthetics work by blocking the activity of all neurons, including nociceptors, but also neurons that sense touch or control muscles. So the pain sensation is effectively blocked, but so is all the feeling in that area. A later study at Harvard Medical School found that when capsaicin is bound to the channels on nociceptors, it causes those channels to open like pores in the neuron's membrane. They discovered that the pores were just large enough for molecules of an anesthetic called QX314 to enter and block the neuron's activity.
So by injecting both capsaicin and the anesthetic, only the pain-sensing neurons are deactivated? I could be pain-free but not totally numb and drooling?
That's the idea. The capsaicin and QX314 combo was successfully tested in mice, but scientists are still not sure if it will work for humans. They hope that this discovery will ultimately lead to a way for doctors to block pain without generalized numbness or paralysis.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Michael Walker in neuroscience. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.